The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
I would probably still be there because of where my career was going in the NFL if it was another college job. But because it was Colorado, my home, there's no one's going to take me away from this job.
Carl Durrell, introduced yesterday as the head coach of the CU Buffs. He will be on The Drive today coming up at 4:45. Is that the most noteworthy part of that opening press conference, the idea that, hey, I want to be a CU lifer?
What do I always tell you about stability? How important stability is to a program? Now, you got to win, right? You've got to do a lot of other things. But stability is a big part. It's a big part of the success of Iowa with Kirk Ferentz. You know he's going to be there. You know there's stability there. You know you're going to, hey, you may not win. You know, you're not going to win the conference, but you're always going to be competitive. You're always going to win 8-9 games. It's just, it's the way it is. And he develops professional players. You know, he develops offensive linemen. He develops tight ends in this league. He develops professional football players. And so there is something to that that's a draw. And that's what Carl Durrell has to believe in. I mean, are you going to win the Pac? Well, the Pac-12 is a little bit different animal because it's pillow soft. So I believe you can come in and have some years like Stanford does where they just bully people and you go into a Rose Bowl. So I think there's an opportunity there. I really do.
So if I gave you the option right now, Buff fan, Carl Durrell is the next Kirk Ferentz. 21 years at Iowa, 162 wins, 104 losses, 9-8 in bowl games.
Sign me up.
Really?
Sign me up. 17 bowl games in 21 years?
No national championships there. No playoffs. Just a host of Holiday Outback and Pinstripe Bowls.
It's all right. That's your program.
Okay.
I mean, you're up against Michigan, Ohio State, you know, Michigan State. You're up against Penn State. You're up against juggernaut, you know, kind of recruiting programs. Sign me up, CU, if that's your record after 21 years.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Brown, a lead pass to Domestikov. Back to Brown. He tried to feed it back there, and Shea broke up that pass. No chance for Domestikov. Scores! Vladislav Domestikov has the power play goal.
All right, there we go. That is, whose radio is that? I had that. Senators radio. So that, the Avalanche make a couple of moves at the trade deadline. They get Domestikov, kind of a bottom six depth center.
Sorry, Dick Karmasaw.
And they also get Michael Hutchinson, a backup goalie. This is by no means what I was hoping for when I said go out and upgrade the goalie position. Toronto has desperately been looking for goaltending answers this year. They gave Hutchinson a chance, and he wasn't up to the task. So, did the Avalanche do enough to make you convinced that they've got the team that can go to the Western Conference Finals and maybe beyond?
Yeah, and probably did they do enough? No, but I think they've got a team that can compete and can take them to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think, you know, I mean, a lot of things have to fall into place, but they've got the speed and the athleticism and the competitiveness to do that. But the thing that caught my ear was Michael Hutchinson. Wasn't, God rest his soul, wasn't that the lead singer of NXS back in the day? Michael, or was it Michael Hutchins?
I think it was Hutchins.
Hutchins?
Oh, boy, now you got me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have we ever done this before? Talk about crossing the streams. Have we ever done efforting music?
No.
During the brew?
No, but I think it's
Ben,
important
Ben, can you
for
pull
this
off?
During the brew, effort.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. NXS, they were one of my you know, college favorite bands right there.
Michael Hutchins.
Hutchins.
H-U-T-C-H-E-N-C-E.
Hutchins.
Hutchins.
Everywhere I go. All right, moving on.
Next on the, I'll just leave it this. I thought going into the whole trade deadline talk, I still don't know whether or not Philip Grubauer is the answer to be able to take you deep into the playoffs in goal, and I don't know if the Avalanche have enough just shut down defensemen, enough good defensemen, defensemen, and those questions still remain. So we shall see. Next on the Morning Brew.
What the hell league you been playing in?
California Penal.
Never heard of it. How'd you end up playing there?
Stole a car.
Ah, Cactus League Baseball. Good to start looking at box scores. Got about 36 people playing in every game. Starters come in, got to get a couple of at-bats and move on. But I took notice, Mark, that in the Rockies' 12-8 win over the Cleveland Indians, Daniel Murphy went 2-for-2 with a run scored and a couple of ribbies at a double for the bounce-back Rockies. The hold. The whole idea that the Jeff Breidich mantra is, hey, we're going to bounce back. All these guys are going to bounce back. Daniel Murphy might be at the head of that class.
That's
for guys
right.
that need to bounce back.
I told you so. First, one of the first games of spring training, I told you so.
Right.
By the way, did you see Gerrit Cole throwing 98 in his debut in spring training?
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, whoa. And then did you see Altuve get hit? Does that count? His first at-bat in spring training, he got plunked.
Yeah, then they're getting booed, and it's going to be a long year for the Strohs.
And the Strohs, people came out with signs, you know, all the signs, and their security people confiscated signs, the stealing signs.
By the way, before we get too caught up in the bounce-back Rockies, Brian Shaw, one inning, two hits, two runs. Next on the Morning Brew.
Big shout-out Deontay Wilder. You know, he came here tonight, he manned up, he really did show heart of a champion. I hit him with a clean right hand and dropped him, and he got back up and battled on into round 7. He is a warrior, he will be back, he will be a champion again. But I will say, the king has returned to the top of the throne.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Get ready for Wilder Fury 3.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be during the summer. What do you think about Deontay Wilder's excuse?
Oh, my God.
That the reason why he had weak legs, heavy legs.
He went with Troy Tulowitzki.
Excuse, but the reason for it was that he says he was wearing 40 pounds of extra weight in the elaborate outfit that he wore coming into the ring. 40 pounds he was carrying around, and he said that weakened his legs.
I just think, you know what, take your ass beaten like a man and move on and make another however many hundred of millions of dollars you're going to make on the rematch.
Okay, couple things. One, I have a hard time believing that if you have properly done your training as a heavyweight boxer that, you know, wearing some of this gear is going to adversely affect you that much.
Mm.
Secondly, I am glad if this is actually what happened, good. Because, you know, Tyson had it right. Tyson used to just come in.
Right.
Wearing like
a towel.
A towel.
With his shorts on.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these elaborate entrances into the ring. Just come in and let's go.
That's right.
You know who I blame?
Blame Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed, you're right. He came in with the...
And James Brown. I
red,
blame them both.
Red, white, shorts, and the...
Yeah, you know, he kind of...
Coming to America.
Right?
Ha!
Right?
Station to station.
Ha!
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Just...
It's all Apollo Creed.
Meanwhile,
Creed's.
Apollo... Rocky just came in wearing the...
The meatpacking...
The meatpacking
robe. The meatpacking robe.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Apollo did beat him, but it was, I mean, Rocky took him to the mat.
Yeah.
Took him 15 rounds.
That's right.
Hit me!
It'll be no rematch. Go on one.
Oh, yeah. That just gave me chills. Speaking of chills, real quick.
Yeah.
I watched the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
And Arruzioni, Mark Johnson, and Jim Craig did a sit down.
Oh.
With Jeremy Schapp on ESPN yesterday, and they watched the game together.
Oh, how cool was... Oh, I got to watch that. I got to find
was,
that.
I multiple times where hair stood on the back of my neck.
I bet.
Multiple times. It was really well done. kudos. Boy, has anybody ever made a complete life, living everything off one moment like Mike Ruzioni did? I mean, really, he never amounted to anything in the pros after that. He has just been...
Well, he retired right after.
You're right, he never played again.
He never played.
No, you're right.
He retired right after. He's like, I'm done.
I'm not even going to say milk it. He is just... That's been it.
Hey, write a couple books, show up to some autograph sessions.
Yep. Good for him. Yeah, absolutely. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.